everyone in self-isolation. It's your girls. We're here. It's us. We are clearly unqualified to handle any of this.
Trying to FaceTime podcast. Yep.
Jacqueline's on FaceTime, so we're just doing the best we can.
Self-isolation, baby.
You know what I'm saying? We're being socially responsible, although I have been to Target probably every day this week.
Come on.
I know. But I think I did do my last outing today, so.
I think, yeah. We've pretty much only been, like, going to the grocery store or picking up food or coffee, so. Yeah.
We're going to try to keep it to a bare min in this home now.
Yeah.
It's pretty stressful, though.
It is very stressful.
How are you handling it?
You know what, I'm better today. I've definitely been up and down a lot. Mm-hmm. It's a really, really scary time. How about you?
I'm doing all right. I mean, everything is so uncertain, and Megan, my roommate, has been saying this, and I'm trying to remind myself of it every day. Like, this isn't happening to me. This is happening to everyone.
Right. I think that's definitely a really good way to go about it. I'm just trying to keep myself busy and keep myself valuable.
Mm-hmm.
And hope that I can continue working, but also just so much empathy for those who are not working right now.
Yeah.
And, you know.
I keep, like, I'm like, oh, yeah, I feel so bad for the people who aren't working right now. I'm one of those people. I keep, yeah, like, forgetting, like, no, Ryan, like, you're out of work right now. I had to file for unemployment, which is something I never thought I'd have to do in my entire life.
Yeah, it's terrifying. My company has laid off, like, 60-plus people as of Friday, and at this point, it's kind of like no one's job is safe. Mm-hmm. And I know, like, that's what the company needs to do to stay afloat and hopefully bring us all back after this. But I've been in this really battle with myself between, like, okay, like, you can do, like, 10 jobs in that building. Just stay busy. Just stay on call. Just do whatever they want. Mm-hmm. Keep your job. But also feeling so guilty and so sad because some of my very best friends that I've worked with for years and years are laid off right now. And
yeah.
I don't even know, like, what's the right thing to do? Do I call them? Do I not call them? Like, yeah.
I think it's putting things into perspective and, like, being like, you know, this is what's going to be important to me going forward. So right. My suggestion is definitely, like, reach out to your people who may be going through a hard time, because what the virus wants is for us to not be a team. We have to stick right. together. We can't let the virus win.
Literally, everybody, please stay home.
I know.
That meme that says, like, I feel like I keep losing recess because two people are being bad, like, is the most relatable thing right now.
I know.
Because I'm, like, just sitting in my home, like, please, please. I'll stop going to get coffee, please, just yeah. everything.
I know. But, yeah, it's like we have to stick together, you yeah. know? Like, reach out to your people who, like, maybe going through a hard time. Like, I don't consider myself someone who is going through a hard time right now for whatever reason. I'm just trying to be strong. But I've kind of talked to some coworkers, and, like, I think some people are taking it harder than others. And I, you know,
yeah.
if I were you, I'd definitely reach out to the people who lost their jobs. And she's like, I'm here for you in whatever capacity I can be. And, like, if you need to talk, we can FaceTime because we cannot get together.
Literally. That's been, like, I've been FaceTiming a lot, mm-hmm. like, with you and Meg for, like, lunch the other day, mm-hmm. and Robin Deshawn, and I was FaceTiming with Kelsey and Rachel and Michaela last night, and it is nice to be able to check in with the people you love,
mm-hmm.
And still kind of keep that connection, because we don't want anyone to be, like, depressed and miserable and feeling alone, like, right. as much as being home in your space is important. I think it's also important to stay connected with the people around you.
I agree.
Xavier doesn't feel that way, because when my mom FaceTimed me, he was like, no, and wouldn't look at me.
He's like, no, DD, I'm good.
I'm all set.
I got my mom and my Nana. I'm yeah. good.
I'm good. Oh. Wesley's here. I don't care about
Oh,
you.
Yeah. No, if Wesley's there, he's like, I need no one else. So what are you doing to, like, stay positive in this time? It's hard.
I'm trying really hard to keep a schedule. I'm trying to still cook healthy meals like I was already doing so that I'm not, like, eating takeout. I'm trying to do workouts. As much as I'm like, I'll work 24/7, I'll do whatever you say, I'm on call. Like, I have definitely been logging into work a lot, but I'm also still trying to, like, get outside and take a walk when I can. I'm trying to, like, do virtual workouts, like, build my own previous workouts that I've done before and redo them. You know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Courtney's been puzzling, so I just watch her.
That's so great. I love that for her.
Allison delivered me goodnight fatties last night.
I saw. I was jealous. I was hurt.
What an angel.
Angel, yo.
I knew you were going to be jealous. That's why I didn't send it directly to you.
Yeah. I seen it, though, and I was like, wow. I. It's cool. I don't want cookies. I don't like snacks.
Over here
snacks.
Some of you.
Just crying. Just single tear. Rolls down my cheek.
How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. So I feel lucky that I live with a personal trainer. So me and Deshaun have been working out. And then I have so many workouts from Pam, who owns the gym that I go to. When we do heavy lifting, I literally, like, keep a notebook. And so I found, like, 17 notebooks. And I was like, oh, I'll just take a little bit from there, a little bit from here.
Yeah.
So I've been working out, which feels good because I'm so terrified to get fat again. And I've been eating my own body weight in Oreos. So it's, like, all about balance.
It's called balance. Look it up.
I need to smile, and Oreos make me smile. Actually, last Friday night, we all decided we were going to have, like, a taco dinner, and we, like, got dressed up and, like, did our hair and makeup and, like, tried to feel as normal as possible while still staying in the home.
Yeah.
So that was really nice because I've been in, like, leggings and sweatpants ever since. So.
And then full pajamas still?
Yeah.
So.
I love it. And then today I saw online the owner of the gym that I go to, has a friend who is a nurse, and she's basically saying they're treating people barehanded because they ran out of gloves. So I went to the beauty supply store the other day, and they had a full shelf of gloves, and I was like, guys, like, we can, let's help. So I went to the beauty supply store this morning, and the limit of gloves that you can buy is 2 boxes. And I told them, I was like, oh, like, how many boxes can I get? Because I just want to donate them to the hospital, blah, blah, blah. They were like, you can buy as many as you want. So I bought, like, 12 boxes of gloves and donated them to the hospital. So, like, that was something that, like, was really positive for me. And it made me feel really good and that I can help in this time when I feel kind of helpless.
I love that.
Yeah, it feels good. So, you know, we're all just trying to do the best we can. And, like, being there for people makes me feel good. So that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's great. I think that's a great, like, outlook to have, too.
Yeah.
And a good way to stay positive.
Yeah. I feel really lucky because I am in a house surrounded by people whom I love. But, like, I've called my mom more than I've ever called her in my life. Like, I did forget her birthday, though. So shout out, Donna Disco. Happy birthday. It was yesterday. My bad.
I've talked to my mom less than I ever have in my life.
Well, she's
like
crazy
working
busy.
Around the clock that yeah. I like just want to be able to check in with her, and I like literally can't.
Yeah.
But I'm again just trying to stay positive and being yeah. like, okay.
She's in healthcare, you know. I think after this, we have a new fucking appreciation for our nurses and doctors and office managers of, you know, doctor's offices. And they're working around the clock to make sure that we're safe. So it's like that meme that's like I can't stay home. Like, I'm going into work for you, so, like, can you stay home for me? Like, noted.
Please listen.
Will do. Will do. Right. So.
Like, I'll come in. I'll do whatever. Like, please, just, like, oh, yeah. I just get worried because, you know, it's my mom and.
Yeah.
She's so stressed. It's crazy.
Yeah. Well, we'll definitely be, like, sending positive vibes to your mom and to all the people who, unfortunately, were, like, laid off, because that's terrible, too. So I think
all the people who are working around the clock and subjecting themselves to this virus to help others, like, amazing.
We just wanted to send like a quick, like, we may not have an episode next week, so we just kind of wanted to like send out a quick like thank you, and you know, thank you guys for listening and supporting us, but also like support like your nurses and your doctors and your local businesses, and let's all just try to be there for each other.
Support everyone you can. Reach out to everyone you can. I think, like, it's such a crazy time right now that, like we said earlier, banding together is most important, and we love all the support that you guys give us, but at this point, we're probably taking a break for a bit, right?
I guess, at least next week, and then we'll see where we can take it from there.
Don't really know.
Yeah.
What other topics we have at this point.
Yeah, this is pretty much consuming my brain, so but guys, if you guys need support from us, like, I'm honestly home really not doing much, so if you need anything at all,
if anybody wants some therapy, just like FaceTime your girl.
If anyone wants like maybe like a online blow dry tutorial, or like I can show you how to do some flat iron curls, some makeup, I'm really, you know, I'm not going to start my own YouTube channel because really no one wants to see that. But if you want a personalized FaceTime lesson, give your girl a call. Or don't. I don't know.
Honestly, I don't know.
If you want these jokes, give a girl a call.
Venmo me $5 and I'll send you a picture of me in lingerie.
There you go. Feet pics for sale. Only 50 cents. A millisecond. I don't know.
Help.
I'm losing it. I'm stir crazy. I did watch, I binge watched Cheer. It was so good. I cried, obviously.
Was it really?
It was really good. Okay. And I binge watched High Fidelity on Hulu.
I do want to see that. I'm watching Little Fires Everywhere right now. Also very good.
Yeah. And I just started Love is Blind, so.
Oh, girl.
I'm in it deep. I'm in it. I'm on, like, episode 4.
Oh, Jessica Doe.
What is up with her? So, the last episode I saw, they all just realized that they were all on the island together.
Oh.
Yeah.
Cute.
So, yeah. So, there's that. But, guys, if you also want to give us some recommendations of what to binge watch, like,
please message us.
Message us. Put it on our Insta. Yeah. But I guess, is there anything else we want to talk about?
I don't think so.
Yeah. But this is just a quick check-in. We love you guys so much.
Oh, like, yeah, hit us up if you need a friend or some advice or, like, some motivation.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. Yeah. Positive vibes, motivation, advice. That's what this podcast was supposed to be. And now all of a sudden it's like a end of times fucking
support
group.
Goodbye. I don't know.
But that's the tea if you want to take a sip.
But Whoa.
Let's try that one more time. That's the tea if you want to take a sip.
We still prefer coffee.
Stay healthy, you guys.
Bye.